This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The repertoire of Mystery Hillbillies is built on songs that get you dancing. The band plays music from the early 1940s to the present, including country, western, swing, and rockabilly. Michelle Bellinger started the band as a way to find her musical voice. She performs with a rotating cast of sidemen in venues across North Carolina. Mystery Hillbillies in the studio now. Michelle is the front woman, sings and plays guitar. Colby Jack is here on the upright bass and Lance White on the guitar. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for having us.
I just made a funny picture, rotating sidemen. I've got these guys rolling around on stage, wrapping themselves up in a guitar cord.
No, we stand vertical and go around.
You're vertical and get spin around.
You get used to it after a while.
By the way, you met your goal. She's laughing.
We got to get the good one.
We got to get a good laugh out of her. Well, stay tuned. That's soon, because Michelle has a notorious laugh, and we'll get that out of you in a minute. But tell us about this idea of you know, sort of being the front woman and working with some of the great musicians that we have the luxury of having here in North Carolina.
Well, back when I used to when I had just the same three guys in the band. I found that when I overlaid all of their schedules with all their gigs and all the things that I had going, it was really hard to find an opening. And so I decided that it might work better if I just brought in more people and just tried to, plug them in as they're available and, you know, kind of whoever's closest to the gig and who's playing is suited best to whatever needs to be done.
So the good news there is that when you're available, hopefully you can find some other talented musicians who can join you. The tough news, it seems to me, is working with all those different people. How's that work out for you?
It's definitely more work. You know, I have to write set lists for the different people and the different venues and get everything to everybody and, you know, make sure everybody has you know, access to the material to listen to ahead of time and figure out who's available for each gig and all that sort of stuff. So there is a lot of logistics involved, but.
Well, thankfully, Colby and Lance were available for this one.
She couldn't find the talented one, so she.
Oh, you know, no.
You know, Frankie, the idea of musicians herding cats.
Yeah. And
Michelle has several herds of cats that she has to chase around, so it's...
That can make things worse, right? I mean, it's like the cats that you know and versus the devil you don't. Well,
I'm good with cats.
How about a guitar? Can I ask you after you take this sip, and I'll give you time to take a sip, and Frank will just keep talking, to play a song for us.
Okay, certainly could.
My first love was a little Corvette, all done up in a lipstick grill. Thought we would last forever till the morning. It's under the hood, yeah. Sporty little model standing at the door, so I took him for a spin on the old dance floor. Headlights shining bright, but nobody home. Well, I need something a little more on my speed. Got a whole lot of time to find what I need, so I put him in park, headed him out the door. See what's under the hood, yeah, yeah. Ooh. what's under the hood. You better look real good. See what's under the hood.
Under the Hood, Mystery Hillbillies on the State of Things. Michelle Bellinger on vocals and guitar, Lance White on the guitar, and Colby Jack on the upright bass. You can see him at the Kraken in Chapel Hill tonight and at the City Tap Room in Pittsburgh next Saturday, February 9th. And, of course, we have those dates at our website, stateofthings.org. Great song. Great song. And you pick songs, apparently, for their danceability. That's how you select them. Is that right?
It's definitely always a factor.
Yeah.
We love it when people dance.
You do have a wide range of music that you choose from. Is that have you been always been interested in that kind of music or that range of music, I guess?
That is me reined in.
Well,
I've always been interested. You know,
so if Yo-Yo Ma would play with you,
well, I don't know
him?
About that.
Come on.
If he wants to. Yeah, you know, it's easy for singers, you know, but really, and before I play guitar that much, it's easy for singers to just pick a song from here and a song from there. It's almost, I think of it more like memorizing a poem in different languages, you know. But when you actually have to accompany, then you have to be able to make sentences and paragraphs. And so, you know, I've tried to narrow down to a body of material that kind of has some overlap in terms of the musical languages that are involved.
Yeah, because, so, you know, we think about, again, this music, universal language, all music is beautiful, pick a song. But you start changing genres like that and styles, there are these subtle rhythmic changes that you assume a good musician can handle, but they are subtle and very different and change the way you approach a song, right?
Over so many years of playing with all different people and in jam sessions and different things, you know, I've been made very, very aware that good musicians are good at certain things, but then you give them something completely different. I mean, you know, it's very much like languages. You know, if somebody's fluent in French, they can speak, you know, and have a conversation in French. They might be able to understand some Spanish, but if you give them Chinese, it doesn't matter how good they are.
I just learned right along those lines, this is fascinating to me, that you can't really tune a guitar for every key. That a guitar, if you get it tuned just right and you think you've got it right, as you move up the neck a little bit or down the neck and try to play in a different key, and there's some math behind this. So I have reached the limit of my explanatory powers on why you can't perfectly. I mean, you can do it, you know, good enough for rockabilly.
Frank, you were talking about, you know, the musicians and, you know, the old jazz musicians back in the 30s and the 40s. Those guys started, there wasn't as much jazz music going on after a while, and they started playing country, and they started bringing these jazz licks to country, and you hear some of, you know, Chet Atkins stuff, and when you go, he's a country player, but he's a real good jazz player.
Yeah.
And so there's, like, in Michelle's material, there could be that jazz influence, you know, the rockabilly and the country influence, so there's, pulls them a little bit. And it depends on who she has as her sidemen.
Right.
You know, she has some guys that are much more
There's
country
actually,
oriented.
Jazz has been in country all along. I mean, you know, Hank Williams' band, all of those guys were jazz players. Ernest Tubb's band, all those guys were jazz players. All the guys that played back up for all that early country, they all, you know, when they were left to their own devices, you know, they play jazz.
With a lot of jazz musicians coming out of the 40s, as jazz began to decline in popularity, found themselves in studios doing studio work, and they were the backup bands for rock and roll, and so rock and roll, same thing.
Well, the early R&B was very much full of jazz also. You know, all the 50s R&B, 40s and 50s, all that was very much full of jazz chords. And, so I always feel like, you know, when that's missing, it's like taking a beautifully colored room and painting it, you know, beige.
So you can do a jazz number for us now? do whatever you want.
I'm hoping she does it.
All right.
Actually, this one is not particularly jazz, but this one is a fun one from my from my childhood. And kind of an anthem for women everywhere. Attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well,
plate. And she said, Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. And it's been rumored you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the Secretary Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. Was sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Widow Jones be asked to leave her window shade all pulled completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here because he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And still you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're a Harper Valley hypocrite. You know I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
The Mystery Hillbillies, Michelle Bellinger singing and on guitar, Colby Jack in the upright bass, Lance White on the guitar. They're going to be at the Kraken in Chapel Hill tonight. They're going to be at the City Tap in Pittsburgh next Saturday, February 9th. But now you are hearing them right here on The State of Things.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Boy, that took me by socking it to the PT, the Harper Valley PTA. And I understand that when you perform that song, you want to get the audience to think of you as an 8-year-old girl.
Yes, I was 8-year-old when that song was
most
on
of
the
us do
on
anyway.
The do you now? When that song was, it spent several weeks on both the pop chart and the country chart, number one. And so of course I already had plenty of attitude at that point in my life, and I actually bring a picture of myself at that time, and I show everybody so that you can really picture me.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
And her attitude.
People
you
always
see the
it.
Picture, Frank. You go, oh, yeah, that's an attitude right there.
Totally. Totally.
You, I understand that in college you studied childhood development, and then you worked as a carpenter. Tell us more about this checkered career of yours.
This checkered career. Well, I found out how much money you could make working in daycares. And every single person that I talked to either had a second job. You work 40 or 50 hours a week, and then you go to a second job, or else you have a husband with a real job, and I didn't really have that. And so I figured I better do something else. And it just happened that there was an opening at a wood shop connected to a lumber yard and a hardware store. And so I started working there. And, you know, I thought I was making the big bucks at $6 an hour.
Yeah, and then you leaped into music where now.
Yes, exactly.
She's down about $1.
Tens of dollars.
did you like it? Are you still do it? Were you good?
I still, yes. Yeah? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I still, it's been almost 30 years, and I went and spackled a room and got ready for paint yesterday evening.
Jill of all trades, right?
Jill of many trades. Many. We don't claim them all. You know, a woman doesn't have to say she does everything. She can, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
could keep
she
a couple
can
of
just
secrets.
Actually, well, then just, you know, say I do what I do. And
And you do it well. Michelle Bellinger, front woman for Mystery Hillbillies, sings and plays guitar. Lance White plays the guitar for Mystery Hillbillies. Colby Jack is playing the upright bass, and they're going to be at the Kraken in Chapel Hill tonight and the City Tap Room in Pittsburgh next Saturday, February 9th. And, of course, you can see all those events at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm going to let you play us out, but first I'm going to say a few things, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh,
thanks
so
for having
welcome.
Us.
Our show is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley, Technical Director, with Al Wadarski helping out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of Mystery Hillbillies.
I wear purple sneakers, dungarees, checkered shirt, maybe if you please. I'm a boogie-woogie country girl. Well, I mean what I mean, I'm a boogie-woogie country girl. Well, I dig that music with a beat, miss that groove, cause it hits a need. I'm a boogie-woogie country girl. Well, I mean what I mean, I'm a boogie-woogie country girl. Well, on Saturday night when I go to town, play a few bars, let my hair all down. I'm a boogie-woogie country girl. Well, I mean what I mean, I'm a boogie-woogie country girl. Oh, boogie. I get up every morning about 5:30, and I like to go fishing 'cause it keeps me alive. I'm a